Welcome back to another video. It is your girl, the selfish babe, Olanike Osibowale. And today in this video, I want to talk to you guys about something called Kaya Mata. Let's get into the rituals that the West African Muslim women have been doing for years to keep their pum pum juicy, wet, sweet, and slimy. So I've been researching Kaya Mata. So let's first just start with that. What is Kaya Mata? Kaya Mata means woman's things, woman's properties. And so a lot of North Nigerian women will use herbs and different things in order to sweeten their yoni, in order to make their yoni juicy, wet, or use different herbs that bring them good things, right? If I was gonna take some herbs and do a spiritual bath because it's known to bring women good luck, some may say that would be Kaya Mata. But a lot of people, when they're talking about Kaya Mata, they're talking about it in regards to women's yonis and wombs. And so many women use these different herbs and supplements and different things for their yonis because they want to make sure that their yoni is good for their husbands. They want to make sure... Hold on, let me give you guys... My dog, Superstar, is pawing at me, so I'm going to just have her say hello. Say hello to the world, Superstar. You want to sit in my lap while I talk, or you want to keep pawing my foot? Isn't she cute? That's a little post the camera. All right, sit in my lap. So many of the women will use different herbs and supplements to make their yoni sweet, to make their yoni wet, juicy. And they mainly did it because they want to have their husbands enjoy their yoni. They want their husbands to be raving about their yoni, right? And when I first began doing my research on Kaya Mata, probably about 2 or 3 years ago, I wasn't sure of the obsession on keeping your husband. It was a lot of Nigerian women that was like, oh, don't let the side chick get your husband. Make sure you're taking your Kaya Mata. Make sure you're taking these herbs. Like, make sure your pum pum is good for your husband so he doesn't go wander off for side chicks. And in many cultures, especially Nigerian culture, I have seen a trend of men that have lots of side chicks or other women even though they're married, right? And so I couldn't really understand back then the obsession of, like, use these products to make your yoni the best to maybe keep your husband. And so the northern Nigerian women, a lot of them are Muslim. And I know sometimes looking on, Muslims seem very conservative, right? But there's a lot of beautiful rituals that I think that the women do. Whether it's their makeup, whether it's the henna, whether it's the eyeliner, whether it's the herbs that they're taking to steam their yonis, or the herbs and smokes that they're using to smoke out their yonis, to smell delectable, and just sweeten their yoni. A lot of the rituals they do, I think, are freaking amazing. And so when I learned about Kaya Mata, I said, okay, this is interesting. But again, the focus was really on keeping your husband. And I really couldn't understand why, right? But 2 to 3 years later, I think I understand why. We are living in a patriarchal society. And if when you were in even more male-dominated societies and countries, maybe Nigeria, maybe Jamaica, maybe just other countries where it's just more, I don't know, the energy of the masculine is like, you want to keep your husband. I remember traveling to India a few years back, right before the COVID, I don't want to say it in my video. And when I was in the main cities, a lot of women were walking with men. I would rarely see a woman walking alone. She was usually with a man, unless I went into the country's southern parts of India. But in the main city, the woman was always with a man. And I began to take that as like, that's her protector, that's her provider, that's her symbol, that's her status in society. There was a time in society, if you were not, and still is in some societies, if you are not a married woman, you're not seen to have any value. It was really important for you to be married. And so now we may not think in American society it's important to be married, or maybe you do, but there's a lot of things that women can do with.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Without being married, but in certain societies and in certain cultures, you being married is like your livelihood, right? You stay at home, your husband goes to work, he provides the money, the shelter, and everything, and that's totally cool. And so if you're a woman in one of these countries, you want to keep your man. Your man is your livelihood. Your man helps you to survive in the world. And so making sure that your yoni and your poom poom is juicy, wet, and available for them to enjoy and to stay was a way for you to, one, keep your investment, which is your husband, and then two, work your investment. When you have good poom poom, you can work your investment. You can talk to your husband. You can tell him things. You can give him ideas. You can tell him the things that you want to buy. He can give you money. Because he is getting your sweet yoni and your sweet poom poom, he's going to be sweet on you. What a saying I've started saying is like, if your poom poom is sweet, must your life not be sweet as well? If your poom poom is sweet, must your life not be sweet too? And so I think, as I continue to understand more of these societies and their rules and their regulations and how things operate, I'm like, yes, of course they want to make sure that they have the best poom poom there for their investment to get the things that they need for their survival, for their enrichment, for their abundance. And so woman using her poom poom is like a form of currency. It is what she, it's her power to operate in these societies. Even though we may not be operating this society in the whole globe anymore, it's still important for some women to have a good poom poom and for their lovers to enjoy it. And so for me, being able to learn more about Kain Mata and now being able to sell some Kain Mata products, which are just aphrodisiacs, I'm really excited because you guys know I've done the Goddess Detox Pearls and I still sell them for the cleansing, but now I'm so much more focused on the attracting, right? And so I am now selling my Raining Waterfalls Trinity set, which comes with the aphrodisiacs, which one of them is Gorontula, I'll get into that, sugar lumps, as well as maca and slippery elm. It comes in a Trinity set. It comes together because you have to use it together. It is going to get your yoni sweet, juicy, and wet. Now let's talk about that a little bit. So yes, I've been selling the Goddess Detox Pearls for about probably 9 years now, and they are a fan fave. They have helped a lot of women detox and cleanse and release shame, release things when it comes to ASA, SA abuse. You know, just release a lot of things, help women get pregnant, help women reduce their menstrual cramps and different things like that, help women get their cycles back. And it's beautiful. It's also a spiritual cleanse, right? You can detox your ex. You can release certain emotions out of there because it is made from a very powerful resin called dragon's blood resin, which when you smoke that in your house, cleanses negative energy. And so when you're using my Goddess Detox Pearls and putting that into your yoni, you are cleansing your womb space, right? And you're using the herbs and your prayer, the power of your word. You guys know that's really important to me. And now I've done that for an extremely long time, loved it. And now I'm in a phase of my life where I want to talk about the yoni from a positive, like, pleasure perspective, from a place of joy, from a place of receiving, from a place of calling in, from a place of manifestation. Like when you take a spiritual bath, you cleanse. And when you take, after you take a spiritual bath for cleansing, you take a spiritual bath for attracting all the sweetness and the goodness you want in this life. The same goes for your yoni. For my ladies out there that want to work their yoni and their womb magic and are just ready to now attract, they're ready to now bring in, this is for you. And so now I am giving you guys my Reigning Waterfalls Trinity Set Aphrodisiac Set so that you can make your yoni and your womb juicy, wet, and sweet. You're going to get the Garantula fruit that is from West Africa. This is actually very rare to find in America. And so the fact that I have this for y'all is a special treat because this is very rare. So you're going to get the Garantula fruit. If you're wondering what it tastes like dates. And I'm going to give you special instructions on how to use them because you're going to be making your own Reigning Waterfalls syrup, okay? So you're going to have the Garantula fruit. You're going to have the sugar lumps, which you're also going to put in the mixture. And you're also going to take these separately. And you're also going to have the maca and slippery capsules. You're going to be taking this together, mixing it all together, and it's going to make a syrup. You're going to take that syrup every day. You're going to take the maca and slippery capsules every day, and you're going to drink at least.
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
2 to 3 glasses of water right after taking your syrup. This is going to bring rain to your womb. This is going to bring water to your womb. This is going to help your womb be fertile. Wherever there is water, there is life. Wherever there is water, there is life. I am giving you the herbs and the fruits and the aphrodisiacs to bring water to your womb, to nourish your womb, to give you a fertile soil so that when you start looking at your yoni, when you start using your O's to pray for yourself, when you start affirming your womb, praying to your womb and calling in those things that you desire as you use your womb as a tool for manifestation, it is now being able to be worked on fertile soil. My suggestion would be if you have never cleansed your womb before, to start with the yoni steam or to start with my goddess detox pearls. Do the cleansing. Figure out what you need to release. Do that. Then get my Reigning Waters Trinity set or order at the same time and start ingesting your Garantula, your Slippery M, your maca, and your sugar lumps, okay? Because this is going to get it sweet, wet, and juicy. Your partner is going to enjoy your womb. You know, they're going to rave about it, which is amazing. They're going to enjoy your yoni. They're going to rave about it. It's going to be sweeter. It's going to be juicier. It's going to be wetter. And if you're a lady out there that has no problem with that, this is going to 10 times up your poom poom game, okay? Now, for my ladies out there that want to use it in more than just a physical way, now you want to go into the spiritual aspects of how do I use this, you're going to be praying into your mixture. So the instructions that I give you in video format, you're going to be praying into your mixture, talking about how amazing your yoni is, how sweet it is, how juicy it is, and what you are receiving. You're going to be thinking about what are the things that I want to receive? How do I want my partner to react to me? How do I want my lover to react to me? Do I want to feel more confident, more beautiful? You know, what are those things that I'm calling in specifically for me, even if I wasn't thinking about my lover? You're going to say those prayers right into that mixture, and you're going to drink it. You're going to take it every day. And you're going to start looking at your yoni, praying with your yoni, praying for yourself with your yoni out and open, pleasuring your yoni, calling those things in for you. And that is how you're going to start working your womb and yoni magic to attract the things that you want, to attract from a place of pleasure, to attract from a place of joy. From the physical benefits, Garantula is really good for boosting your libido. It's really good for bringing in that natural lubrication, that natural wetness. It's also good for fertility. And so if you're a woman out there that has been trying to get pregnant, you don't want to necessarily use my pearls because you don't feel like you want to insert anything, it's okay. Start taking these herbs in my Reigning Waterfalls Trinity set, and it helps bring these benefits to you. Many women have gotten pregnant from using Garantula. It's a very powerful fruit. And so I'm really happy to bring this to you all. Again, it is not something that is found in America like that. So I'm very happy to bring this is extremely special. And so if you want to be using a special aphrodisiac herb and fruit, this is it. And so it has really good benefits to your womb. And sometimes when we see what those physical benefits are to the womb, we can see the metaphysical benefits. So the fact that this is actually really great for fertility and really nourishing for your womb, it makes sense that spiritually this is gonna help nourish your womb in a way that's gonna bring your attractions to you quicker, faster, and on better soil. So yeah, like I think back in the day, I used to be like, oh, if your husband is cheating on you, and I have my own opinions on that, but let's say that you're a woman where you're dependent on your husband, and he's not a bad guy, but maybe he does sleep around, and maybe you're dependent on him for your livelihood. My answer would be, oh, maybe you just need to divorce him and get another one. Not saying that that's not possible, but for a lot of women in different societies like this, the first thing is not divorce. The first thing is not divorce. The first thing is, how am I going to keep my man away from these other girls? And so a lot of women would use these kaimata herbs and aphrodisiacs and things because they want to make sure that their man stays with them. They want to make sure they have the best yoni, the sweetest yoni, that their husbands are raving about it. And I know I'm talking about this from a husband perspective, but they, even if you're not married, right, and maybe you're an S worker, and maybe your livelihood depends on your poom poom, women would use the herbs for that. They would make sure they have the best poom poom because they want to make sure they have the most money. Maybe you're single, but maybe you're entertaining certain men that have money, right? Maybe you want to make sure you have the best poom poom because you want to get the highest rates. You want to get the most expensive gift. You want the car off the lot. You want certain things that these men are providing, and maybe what you're providing for them is a good time. And that is okay. There's no judgment here. Overall, what I'm saying is that I see the different perspectives now in why many different women would care about why their poom-pooms are so good, especially for their lovers, right? And I am selling it in a way where it's going to be great for your lover, but ultimately, first and foremost, it's going to be great for you. It's going to be great for you to connect to your womb. It's going to be great for you to nourish your womb with nourishing herbs and sweetness. It's going to be great for you so you can tap into your womb and your yoni magic, and you're going to reap the benefits of your lover enjoying your womb. So whatever your reason is, my Raining Waterfalls Trinity set is for you. You can check it out at the link below. Or you can go to evolvingbutterfly.org. And I just kind of want to give you guys some history behind Kayamata, what it is. Again, I think it's from the Hausa woman, which is Hausa, which is the northern Nigerian woman. And when you look into some of the rituals that some of these women do, it's actually quite beautiful. Anyways, XOXO Selfish Babe, if you have any questions, let me know and comment them below. Bye. If you have any other topics you want me to talk about, comment them below as well.
Yeah. Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.